Welcome to this deep visualization exercise from Psychological Universe. If you already have gone through our first exercise, you can just continue lying down, and we will proceed with a deeper guided meditation into your basic inner self. Here on this meditation, you have the opportunity to gain access to your energy reserves and your source of vitality and motivation. If you, however, have jumped over the first exercise, just place yourself stretched out on a comfortable bench, a sofa, or mattress. Then close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths while you concentrate on that single matter. While those of us who have taken the first part, we stop and wait for you. Are you breathing? We can all breathe with you. All right. Now it's time for us to pretend that we fall into the bench, sofa, or mattress, with our body becoming more and more heavy. Make believe that you can leave every unsold matter as it is. Yes, let everything from your daily life slip out of your hands and onto the ground. I also recommend your controlling consciousness to give up this control for once and collapse into yourself, almost like a balloon bursting in slow motion, or a circus tent that implodes. These are images trying to help us entering the right mood for descending into the unknown. And I think I can guarantee it's altogether safe. I'd rather say, this journey is absolutely necessary from time to time. If you by any chance would want to quit the meditation and journey down into yourself, please feel free to leave the process whenever you like. There is always a chance to return when you're ready for it. By using visualization as a technique, I want you to see before you a tall cliff. Up there, on the edge of that cliff, you are lying on your bench, with a deep, deep and dark valley or gorge below you. This valley gets darker and darker as you look at it. But don't worry, I will guide you safe and sound through the different layers of it, step by step, down through the various areas of yourself. But instead of going into and psychologically analyzing the storms, the tears, the emptiness, greediness, happiness, dread, sadness of all these layers, we pass through them. And we descend right down to the very nice core of yourself, the vibrant marrow of your living existence. Now, make believe and sense that your body is filled with the most pure and heavy lead in the world. Your body becomes so heavy, motionless and relaxed, that it feels like a release to be placed out there on the platform of that cable car-like elevator or gondola, and to start the descent down into the, for most of us, unknown deep valley of ourselves. With your arms, legs, feet, and body lying stretched out on the bench like a transparent jelly man, we start the imaginary and silent cable car heading for the abyss far down there. At this moment, you might feel a small thrill inside, because this is a somewhat hidden territory for most of you, most of us. Nevertheless, having already reached now stair number 99 out of counting down 100, you take the chance to dive even deeper down into this valley. It gets a bit darker now. The valley seems too narrow and hold you back from going further down. I urge you to carry on and not pay attention to the push and pulls of the surroundings. Yes, even the thundering when we pass the different layers of your personality. And when the bench starts to shiver like earthquake, I remind you once again that enduring these disturbances will pay off when you eventually reach your destination down there. At this moment, you can feel you're almost half down the steep abyss. And suddenly, it widens out. And the darkness disappears like mist in the morning. Looking down at the bottom of the valley, you can see a strong, somewhat familiar light. And now, as you go on descending stair by stair, yard by yard, closer and closer down into your destination, you start feeling you're doing the right thing. Because the space in the valley seems to expand and make ample room for all that is you, even all your relations that you carry with yourself. Having reached halfway down into this deep gorge in the landscape, your mood seems to improve, and you are now feeling almost glad. It feels as if an unknown deep longing for really coming home has come true. Deeper and deeper you slide downward this gondola course, and like an airplane's landing procedure, along the smooth glidescope line before hitting the runway. You are now only 100 feet above touchdown. 50, 40, 30 feet, 20, 10, 0, touchdown. Yes, you have landed. You are here now. Down deep inside the innermost space of yourself, a silent space, and with still closed eyes, but in your imagination, you rise yourself from the bench and take a look at the surroundings. Strangely enough, this huge, silent, and colorless room seems both very familiar to you and at the same time mysteriously unknown. There is a very bright and penetrating light coming out from the narrow gap between something that looks like the sliding doors of an elevator. You are almost pulled towards the brilliant clear light, and soon you walk over to this big elevator-like door, and standing in front of it, you push the button on the wall, and the sliding doors open slowly. Suddenly, the bright light floods over you like a wave of vibrant fresh air. The beams of warm, brilliant light stream all over you. It penetrates your skin and lightens up every organ and cell. It passes vessels of blood, goes right into the core of your heart, and continues through every bone of your skeleton and into your bone marrow. Wow, you almost lose your balance and start wavering. After regaining control over your balance, there is no doubt about the origin of this light. Intuitively, you know that this was your inner source of vital energy. Your vibrant source of inner light that gets its constant refill from the universal energy flow. Here and now, there is no need for further scientific explanation of it. You are on a journey, not in a laboratory right now. And you are too busy watching yourself shedding light around you like a powerful lighthouse. But instead of resembling a wandering light bulb or lighthouse, I tell you to breathe in deep, as if you pull the light you emit all back into your body to keep it safe inside the reservoir of your fluorescent skeleton. Then you are filled with gratitude and thankfulness, and you return to your bench on the ground zero of this long and steep staircase up to your daily functional self. Having placed yourself on the bench again, we start ascension. And soon we enter the vast layers of emptiness and the narrower layers of stormy weather. Lightning, scary images, and depressing faces. But this time your inner light prevents you from bothering with all this. You are much more satisfied with yourself. Having made this dive into your deepest self. So, if you don't feel happy yet, I must warn you, it will soon come. At least you will have released more power and energy to launch motivation for one or more of your projects and plans for your present life and future. We are still ascending and now approaching slowly the cliff where we started our journey. With eyes still closed, your body somewhat automatically start to move a bit and prepare itself for being awake and for business as usual. We are now 100 stairs from the top of the cliff. Stairs. 40, 30, and you feel more and more waken up. 20, 10, and 0. You have landed safe and sound on the cliff of awakened consciousness and everyday's life. I recommend you to thank yourself for having taken time to do this visualization exercise. Remind yourself that even if some of this might seem childish and playful, our body is both complex and simple. Complex in the way it stores in collaboration with your brain memories and reacts on different impressions and experiences on many levels. It is simple in the way that you must use pictures or poetical imagery and phrases to reach its nonverbal intelligence. Feel the light coming from inside of your body. Feel the energy and the lust for life. Take your time before you open your eyes. And with a smile like a hypnotist, I will say you will only be able to open your eyes if this meditation works for you. And another thing before we are closing down. After this expedition, I hope and I doubt your day will be not quite as business as usual.